Shouldn't you be just as diligent when choosing a financial advisor? Hey, it's Sean Hannity here, and just as a house is more than four walls, well, a financial advisor is more than just a nice office. Now, what's their background? Do they work in your best interest as a fiduciary? What's their financial specialty? Now, you want to know all these things because the chances are, over your lifetime, you're going to trust them with far more than the value of your home. Because knowledge and experience count for a lot in retirement income planning. Here in St. Louis, you need to know Ken and Lori Heise and the team at the Heise Advisory Group. Call them now at 314-328-6000. That's 314-328-6000. Don't be cavalier with your financial assets. Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-6000.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
You gotta love saving up to 50% off. And the Dell Black Friday and July sale delivers massive deals. Dell definitely didn't hold back on the savings, and they have such an amazing selection. You can score the latest Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, or maybe you're after Klipsch Audio. There are so many great electronics options to choose from. Shop Big Black Friday in July deals by visiting Dell.com/BFJuly or call 800-BUY-DELL.
M&M Golf Cars is celebrating. Why, you ask? Well, because they're opening their fifth location. What does that mean for you? Every location will have open houses this Saturday. We invite you to join the Inside Out Show as they broadcast live from the M&M Golf Cars location in O'Fallon, Missouri. It's time to buy that golf car that you've always been dreaming about. Stop by and say hi to John Shea and David Sherwood this Saturday at 131 North Central Drive in O'Fallon, Missouri. Online at mmgolfcars.com.
Now at CC's, bring the party home with three medium one-topping pizzas to go for just $4 each at participating locations for a limited time. Purchase a minimum of three pizzas.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
what the hell is this crap?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Who is it? Beyond now, who is it?
You've done this.
How are you? From the 50s when I was
Godfrey.
A little...
Godfrey.
Arthur Godfrey, very good.
Oh.
He was a little tiny child. And he was the king of radio until the world turned on him because he actually fired a guy on the air. And everybody started realizing what a D-bag he was. So...
I was going to say Gilbert.
No, that's Godfrey. This is...
Oh, God free.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everybody. How are you? Welcome
how
to the
are you? How are you? How are you?
I did that. And now he threw me off. This is called timing. You kind of have a rhythm going, and somebody breaks it.
Yeah. I'm
you have
sorry.
To start over.
Showstopper checking in early.
You know, you ought to have a business card that says Dan Strauss, SS.
Showstopper.
And it put not Nazi. And then they can ask you, and you go, what does that mean? You go, showstopper.
Yeah.
I shut down pretty much everything I asked. What was it yesterday we learned that you did that you never told us? Some other occupation? What the heck was it? You remember Peon?
Oh, man.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm trying to think.
Was it when Jose was in here?
Yeah, no, we were talking about something. And
It's another job you had.
Yes.
Somebody will remember and call us.
I worked in a gas station.
How about this? Three guys who can't remember.
And it was me that worked it.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Well, just name all. Start at 15 and name all your jobs right now. We'll get to it. It'll hit us.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
I can't remember.
Maybe like the first time I ever mentioned something.
I think
like
it
that.
Is. I think there's probably still more we don't know. But welcome. We're glad to have you here. It's Tuesday. What's going to happen here? The first hour is whatever you want to happen. We're just going to chit chat, and then after the 4 o'clock news break, Maximilian Foisy will be here to talk about movies and TV shows, the good ones, the bad ones, and everything in between. It is, as you probably know, if you've been outside, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Yeah, I know you hate that, Pian, but I like her voice. I wish Bobby Gentry had done
more. I can't
say
her voice is horrible.
She's got that sort of... I could kick your butt if I needed to. Whiskey bar, you know what I'm saying? Not,
right.
Not a... here's
kind of like a Melissa Etheridge type or...
Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin. They've all got that sort of raspiness in there. So it is another sleepy, dusty Delta day. We lost another police officer, and this was up in New York. He's a highway patrolman, New York State trooper. And he got called to a domestic disturbance, which I might add is most of what they do as cops. If you think the cop life is exciting, the only TV show you should go by is Cops, because all that other stuff, no.
But those are the scariest calls to go on for a cop.
Well, they can be. Trooper Joel Davis, he was 36. He had young kids. He had a 17, 18-year-old and a 13-year-old. And... he approached this double-wide mobile home, and as he walked up, the guy that lived there just shot him.
Ambushed him, killed him,
and in turn killed his wife, and then they, did they kill
him? No, they got the guy. He's in...
too bad. They should have killed him. They should just killed him. So, another police officer...
That's two in New York under a week.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know if it was him or the female... officer that got shot, but one they had a vest on and it went.
Yeah,
it did something and went inside the vest.
Well, the vest it can't cover 100% of your body.
You see the armpit. If they get hit in the armpit area,
get the armpit. There's a big artery there or the neck. It's too bad. But it leads me to something else. And when they were in the newspaper account, when they were describing him. They said he was extremely active in the community, good husband, good father. Now, and I'm sure this guy was, but we've talked about this before. I hope that before I die, I get a little bit of notice. Like the doctor says, you got 2 weeks. I'm going to write my own obituary, and it's not going to say he gave you the shirt off his back. He lit up the room. Well, let's just go through the ones everybody uses, okay? He was the life of the party. When he walked in the room... all eyes were on him, and he just beamed, and he'd give you the shirt off his back. He'd do anything for anybody. He was always helping people. I don't know of anybody who's always helping people. I'm sure there are some Mother Teresa type people, but that bothers me when I read those embellished, sort of over the top. This person was next to perfect. I think what I want mine to say is. He could have done better.
Yes.
You know, he could have done more. I'm serious. Frank O'Pinion, dead at the age of whatever. You know, he
flawed human being.
Flawed human
We're all flawed.
He could have been a better husband. I don't care if they say that I was a pretty decent parent. That's probably the single thing that I would say that I was able to accomplish. He was a decent parent. But that other stuff, I don't want him to say, you know, he gave so much. Really? You can always give more. And he really could have done better professionally and as a human being. That's it. There's my, and I know people go, well, that's depressing, and that, it's the truth. It's just the truth. I don't want all that other stuff said about me, and I do have hope I have time and get some notice. And I've told you guys the other thing, my wife thinks this is really bizarre and strange and weird, but I'd like to have time to sit down and record some answering messages on the phone. Hey, Merry Christmas. I'm not enjoying it. I'm dead. As you know, I died a couple of years ago. And that kind of thing. And hi, if you call for Frank, I'm afraid he won't ever be able to call you back. He's dead. But if you would like to talk to him, that kind of stuff, because I think it would be funny, and I think several people that knew me would think it was funny. You know, if you called it, you'd bust out laughing.
Can I get up and say something about you?
I don't care. I can't stop you. I'll be dead.
Okay.
I do think that instead
would you want to be stuffed, in a
chair or something?
Propped up in a chair or something during your...
No.
Some countries do that. Have you ever seen pictures of that?
Yes.
I think in Mexican...
there's a store.
States and things like that, they...
Yes.
They have the tradition where the person is propped up at their funeral.
There's a store, and I saw the picture in some paper of a guy who was a regular patron. It was like his favorite tavern or something. And he's standing, like, leaning on the bar or something.
Oh, there's a funeral home
like
here.
Like you stuff an animal.
There's a funeral home here in St. Louis.
That will do that?
In North St. Louis.
Oh, come on.
They will sit the person up in a chair and put... and
they will sit you down?
Yeah, they will sit you down. Sit you down.
I don't care if you're dead or not. You sit down.
They'll sit them down in a chair and have people come in, and they'll have very familiar things around them.
Okay, but is this just for the sort of the wake? Or
the wake, yes.
Not permanent.
No, not permanent. It's for the wake. It's a funeral. Right,
why, if that's against the law, and I assume it is, why is it against the law? If somebody said...
wants to be tacky.
I want Uncle Bob to be in our living room in our recliner forever. So that when we sit down at night, there he is. Why should that be against the law? You're not hurting the environment if he's prepared properly.
Right. And if he agrees to it ahead of time.
Yeah, he signs a thing going, hey, I'd like to be embalmed and mounted sitting in my chair.
Oh, and you could have Uncle Bob record stuff before he dies and then have a thing on his finger where you walk up and you push it and it goes,
hey, get me a beer.
Yeah, hey, okay. How you doing? Welcome home.
Now, what about this? You know those food sealers where they vacuum?
Right.
What if you vacuum sealed a guy right after he died? No air can get in or out. Wouldn't he pretty much be...
without any embalming fluid or anything?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Air is the enemy.
Yeah.
Air is the enemy.
Yeah, that's a good question.
He'd be a little bit shiny, but you could powder him down, dull
right.
Shine from the plastic.
Trim off the edges.
like a laminated card. Yeah, you laminate it. I don't think that should be against... I think it's weird, but I don't think it should be against the law. Did we say something wrong because the phones are ringing?
No.
Well, you know...
We just said we would like to talk this out.
I think you were talking about the police officer that got shot.
Yeah.
You were talking about people sitting in...
Yeah, and I think it's... I think it's time that we... I don't know how to do this, but find a way to make as much noise about police officers in a positive way as these other people are making about them in a negative way. I tell you what we will do. We'll take 5 minutes. We'll take a couple of calls. We'll do the Burke segment. Before you know it, the hour will be up, and that means only two more hours of toiling and slaving for us. For most cell phones, you call star KTRS. That's star 5877. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Look at these phones. I don't know what we did. Let's find out. Hey, Ben, how are you?
Good. Just calling in on Open Line Tuesday.
Well, let me check, because I'm not sure.
I don't think it does.
No, he's right. It is Open Line Tuesday. He's absolutely right. What's going on?
Boy, if someone's just cruising the dial and catches the last 5 minutes of what you guys were talking about.
I think there were some sick weirdos, which we are.
Yeah. Hey, a couple weeks ago you were talking about drones.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new DJI Spark?
No, I have a Mavic Pro.
Oh, the tiny one I saw. Yeah,
I don't like the real tiny ones though, because in regular flight, it's easier to fly a larger aircraft. The larger they get, the easier they are to control and fly, and the more stable they are. And I've had, by the way, Ben, a couple of these little micro quad four bladed things. I don't like them. It's like trying to fly a hummingbird or something.
Dion, do you watch that YouTuber up in New York that does them?
Casey Neistat, yes, I do.
Yeah, have you showed that to Frank? Those reviews he does and stuff.
No, I'll show him. Yeah, off the during a break. I'll show one of his videos
because I do watch the reviews, but I watch the reviews on the DJI stuff, like the Phantom and the.
He's one of the most
investigation or something from the what is it that controls those things?
The
FAA. Yeah, he's under investigation from the FAA. He's flying him in New York City without a permit commercially. I think someone caught on to him.
I think I did see YouTube on this guy.
He's one of the most popular vloggers on YouTube, and he does a lot of... he's like a film director, too, so he does a lot of drone shots, you know, New York City landscapes and things like that. And yeah, he's fun to watch.
Now I got you. Are you familiar? Are you a drone pilot?
Only through those videos. I've got a daughter who's five, so maybe a year or two, maybe we'll get into something. I think she'd have fun with it.
She'd have a blast with it. And for $50, you can get a pretty decent. I'm not talking about 4K photography. I'm just talking about a nice, stable, gyroscopic sort of, you can't mess it up, drone for $50-$60, and they're a blast. They're fun.
Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Ben. Look at these calls. Chuck, how are you?
I'm good, Frank. I am in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
Well, you brought to mind a joke I heard a long time ago when you were talking about sitting people up, dead people up.
Mm-hmm. I know, hang on before you even say a word. Is the punchline, he's one of us?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Let's go. Maybe I don't know this. This will be
okay,
great.
Okay, let's take a trip down to Texas. This is a picture of a Texas guy, kind of a rancher. And he says, I don't want to be in a casket laying there. I want to be remembered how I lived my life. So when he died, finally came time to die, they brought in this convertible El Dorado with the steer horns on front, you know, and propped him up there, his white suit on his cowboy hat.
Now, this is not a true story. This is a joke, right?
This is a joke.
Okay, go ahead.
And it could be true. I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway.
It's a joke. Yeah. He says, you know, I want a cigar in my mouth, my cigar I smoke. So he's in there, and people come through paying their respects, got the radio going, and kind of got a smile on his face. And finally, this one guy comes up there and looks in and looks at his buddy and says, now that's living.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what, Chuck? I actually think that's funny.
I kind of did.
It is funny. Now that's living. He's deader than a doornail.
Yep.
It's funny. Only a few of us would appreciate how funny that is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Chuck. That's living. I think after a couple of drinks, it'd be hilarious.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Randy is here. Randy, how are you?
Hey, Frank. AM and a PM.
Thank you. What's
and, up? Well, I want to be dealt with like that song, Prop Me Up by the Jukebox
Prop
When I Die.
Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox When I Die.
I think that's absolutely hilarious.
Is that Travis Tritt or is that Joe Diffie?
Is it Joe Diffie? I think it's Joe Diffie.
Maybe Joe Diffie.
I'm not sure.
I think that's hilarious. And then the other thing, real quick, that maybe 25 years ago, had a relative die. It's been long enough, but Uncle C, they laid him out in his Bayrose Meat uniform with the hat. You ever remember that commercial?
Yes, I'm a meat man, and the meat man knows the finest meats, ma'am, are Bayrose.
Thanks,
everybody.
I walked in and saw him laying there and that thing, and all I could think of was that song, and it just tore me up. And, it's sad that he died.
So he worked for Mayrose?
Yeah, no, he had his own little meat market down in the South City somewhere.
And was that his request, put me in my meat market butcher suit?
Yeah.
So good for him.
So when you saw him laying there in that suit, I had to leave for a minute.
Because you were laughing?
Or you'd start the whole chuckles the clown chain reaction laughter. Yeah.
So I left, but be respectful. But anyway, I appreciate talking with you.
Anyway.
Well, we appreciate you saying anyway. Thank you, Randy.
Yeah, anyway.
I went to years and years, many years ago to... as one of my wife's relatives died. I don't... When you're first married... You do some things you don't want to do, you know, just because you're still kind of in love.
Trying to earn points.
Yeah, and you want to keep that, you know, that steady stream of sex going. So you do stuff, and then later on you're going to do that. So I don't, but I went to this funeral, and a lot of her family's Catholic. And I saw, I saw the weirdest thing. I'm not beating up on anybody's religion, but you have to understand that when... when somebody else who's not part of that sees it, it's weird to them. And people were walking up and cutting pieces of their hair off and putting it in the casket. Have you ever seen this?
No.
No.
They just take a little snippets of their hair and put it in there.
That's not a Catholic thing. Yeah. No, that was just a family thing.
Yeah. Whatever it was, it was just... That was weird to me.
That
you ever seen anybody go up and kiss the dead person?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that plenty of times.
And then they sob and they practically crawl in there with them.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Always thought that it would be funny to, if you could work out a deal with the mortician, it'd have to be a guy, and he's lying there, and as soon as somebody in the family kind of hot walked up, had like an inflatable penis, and it just popped right up.
Oh, a remote control thing?
Yeah, remote control penis. Yeah. Pop right up in the casket. And just watch people's reactions, see how long it took them to even notice it. Let's take one more here. That'll be Russ. Russ, how are you? Russ? Well, I guess Russ decided he was tired of holding him, and I don't blame him. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll do some Burke segment. It is my great pleasure to talk about he's the headline sponsor for the golf tournament September 15th. Ooh, we got to talk about that, too. September 15th is the second annual KTRS Big 550 Golf Tournament to benefit Backstoppers. It'll also be the second time in a year that I play golf. I've just pretty much hung up the clubs, if there's such an expression, because I don't know. It got old to me. It takes too long. And unless you're with other bad players, it's no fun, except for this thing. This thing was more than I ever expected to be last year, and I think it'll be as good or better this year. It's September 15th, and the headline sponsor is, as he was last year, Johnny Londoff. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. He has a thing for police officers. He knows that I do. And to anybody who says, yeah, what about that one that shot that guy? Yeah, okay, well, what about that one doctor who raped his patients? What about that one anything? You can go to any profession and find, how about that one guy that worked for Salvation Army, and he was on the board and he stole $500,000. How about that United Way president who bilked him of $700,000? Knock that off. That's one or two people, or three or four or five out of thousands and thousands. So we're talking about the great majority of police officers. And that's who benefits, Backstoppers benefits from this golf tournament. And I mention it because the lead sponsor, and didn't even have to blink, he stepped right up. And it's not inexpensive. And he's happy to write the check. And that's Johnny Londoff. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. They are, as I'm sure you know, in North County, right off 270, the Washington Elizabeth exit. I don't like to talk about prices. I know that most car dealers, including John, like to say, hey, right now we got $7,000 cash back on Silverados. No, these are not actual prices, by the way. But you know the drill. And I don't think most people pay as much attention to them as some car dealers think they do. I think the job is to just give them a reason to come in there. And I think once you get there, certainly you're going to find, yes, of course their prices are competitive. They're not going to let other Chevy dealers beat them on a price. They can't. If they did that, they'd be out of business. So when these dealers say, we'll beat anybody's dealer or give you $100, once again, let's just analyze that statement. All right. I'll beat anybody's dealer. What a stupid, ridiculous offer. And here's why. Let's say you have two identical cars. They're both Malibus. And one dealer wants $24,495. All right? You go to this other dealer and they go, $24,400. I'm sorry, we can't beat that. Here's $100. If they beat it by a nickel, they beat it. They're not going to ever pay $100. They'll just knock a nickel off or a dollar off. So think, if you think about it, it's stupid. They may have made that offer Johnny Londoff. I don't know, and I don't care. Here's what I do think is important. The way you are treated. I got an email yesterday from a customer. And John doesn't mind if I mention this, because any business that says, well, we never have a complaint, they're lying, okay? If I said we never have complaints from people that can't stand me, I'd be lying. And this person was unhappy. What I hate is that this person waited to email me until we had a chance to figure out what had gone sideways and made it right. Because here's something I do know about Johnny Londoff. It's the same thing I know about Matheny and everybody else we speak for. If you will call it to somebody's attention, to my attention, it'll be made right, and it'll be made really right. So John Londoff has already reached out to this guy, said, I'm sorry you felt this way, let's make it. But it's too late. The guy jumped the gun and went somewhere else. And, sir, if you're listening, you'll never know what the red carpet royal treatment would have been like that you'd gotten had you come back and let him make it right. And I don't even know that anything wrong was done. That's one side of the story. But you give the customer the benefit of the doubt. All right. It could be as simple a thing. Dan, you sold cars. It could be as simple a thing as a customer walks in. The customer's already in a bad mood.
Oh, yeah.
The wife cussed him out before he left the house. The kid's a smart aleck who's about to go to junior prison. He's a bad day, and he walks in, and the customer didn't like the way the salesperson greeted him. He said, hi, can I help you? He didn't even say good morning.
Or they have an attitude.
They have an attitude before they even get there.
Yeah, before they get there, because they just don't like buying cars because they've had a bad experience.
How about this? That's right. They just came from another dealer where the guy was a D-bag and treated him like crap. So they walk into Londoff already fired up and mad and looking for trouble.
Yeah.
Please, my goodness, if there's anything you think was missing in your experience, let me know. If this show is the reason you're there, absolutely. I'll step in. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. And that's what I love about Londoff. In addition to lots of other things, they want you to be happy, and they don't want anything to keep this car buying experience from being as exciting as it ought to be, and it ought to be really exciting. It's a big deal getting a new car. Trust me, I know. I've done it 140 times. I know what a big deal it is. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, please, here's all we've ever asked. Give them a chance. Give them a shot at your business. Pre-owned or new Chevy, and pre-owned anything, pretty much, and new Chevy. 24/7 at Londoff.com.
And speaking of the golf tournament, we had a lady call yesterday. She was going to call today and sign a foursome up of all women. And then I happen to know Jeff from St. Genevieve, who's gone on many trips with us, has signed up also with a foursome. So foursomes are going. So you need to get in on the golf tournament September 15th. Here is Tim Weiland with a look at traffic.
All right, Dan, they just opened up another lane. You got an accident. They had two left lanes down on westbound Highway 44 Pacific. It came out as debris on the roadway. Maybe somebody swerved to miss it and caused an accident. Now, only the left lane is blocked. That's westbound Highway 44 at Pacific. Now, southbound 270 is running stop and go from just a little bit south of Page down through Highway 40. Then it's kind of sluggish from that point through Doherty Ferry. Downtown, eastbound Highway 40 is running slow. Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. We got a report of an accident now. Olive at Creve Coeur Mill Road, and look for westbound 70 to be a little bit slow at Jennings Station Road. This traffic report brought to you by Wild Alaska Seafood. Taste-wise, salmon is the most popular fish in the U.S. Grill Wild Alaska Salmon tonight for a heart-healthy and delicious meal. Recipes and grilling tips at wildalaskaseafood.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
KTRS is your personality-driven electronic communication news feed where listeners like you are a part of the KTRS community. You can share information, ideas, comment, like, and react on the KTRS Facebook page or by texting us at 84126 or by calling us at 1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877. You listen to us, we listen to you. On air, on the phone, and on social media. The Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. Now is the best time for you to give them a call at 636-916-1122, because as we get out of the cooler weather and into the hot weather, you want to make sure that your cooling system is ready to handle the task. Have Premier Heating and Cooling come out and give you a checkup. They are the most experienced and oldest American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. They work on and maintain every major brand of heating and cooling products. Their certified factory-trained technicians are all fully licensed and insured and ready to do the job. They've been servicing the St. Louis and St. Charles area for many, many years, 25 years of experience in residential and commercial HVAC. And not only are they A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, but most of their business at Premier Heating and Cooling comes from people who were referred by family members or friends. Whether your needs are residential and they'll sit down and talk with you about the best plan for your system, or you're working with a commercial system, there is only one number to know, 636-916-1122. That's where you find Premier Heating and Cooling.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
There's no better example of a business that has you covered from top to bottom than the Ceiling Center on the Rock Road. Think about it. They specialize in acoustic ceilings, drop ceilings, metal ceilings, and more. And it doesn't stop there. Your floor is covered, too. Literally. Hardwood, tile, great carpet selections with names like Shaw, and so much more. The Ceiling Center is your one-stop shop from top to bottom. Their showroom has over 20 different tile selections to choose from. Plenty of wood samples, carpet swatches, and more. The Ceiling Center, locally owned and operated, and priced well below the big box stores. Good luck getting service after the sale from those giant places, too. The Ceiling Center prides itself on their extensive warranties. Ed and his staff want you back, so it does get done right the first time. The Ceiling Center, on the Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of 270, and online at theceilingcenter.com.
Hey, fellow St. Louisans, do you want to put chunks of money in your bank account by flipping houses right here in St. Louis? If so, I have a must-attend free educational event for you. I'm looking for a handful of folks that want to learn real estate investing right here in St. Louis. You're going to learn flipping, rentals, and wholesaling properties for profits. Hi, my name is Nick Bauer, host of the Freedom Investing Lifestyle, heard right here on the Big 550. And I'm looking for a small group of people that want to learn my secrets for consistently making big profits, flipping, and wholesaling properties in the greater St. Louis area without using any of my own money. St. Louis is a great market, and investors are coming from all over the country to invest here in St. Louis. And I want to teach you how to identify these deals that they're looking for and profit yourself in a free 90-minute educational workshop. We're holding just a few of these workshops, and spaces are limited, so please go to discoverrealestateinvesting.com and save your seat now. That's discoverrealestateinvesting.com. Don't miss out. Save your seat right now at discoverrealestateinvesting.com.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
No one wants to be the sweaty guy at work, right? So, pick up some new Dove Men's Plus Care. 91% of guys who use it recommend it.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'd say hi to my... What was that noise? Somebody just went, It went out over there. It was unprofessional.
It was probably me.
What were you doing?
You were still laughing.
I was laughing about something.
Mm. Okay, good story.
Just a minute ago.
If my son's listening, want to say hi to
pipe
him.
Pipe down over there.
Yeah, use your pipe down voice. So he's in town because he had a dental appointment. You say, wait a minute. Isn't this the one who lives in Osage Beach? That's right. And they
wait
say,
wait a minute. Well, isn't this the one that lives in Osage Beach?
What are you doing?
Did you say that?
It's an expression.
Yeah, not literal.
Oh, no, okay. When somebody says, so let's say you're walking down the street. They don't mean you're supposed to say, we're walking down the street.
Right.
It's an expression.
Okay, sorry.
Right. Like the green thumbs thing is an expression. There's a joke I can't ever tell. Google it. You'll find it. He's in town because, yes, he lives in Osage Beach, where there's a dentist on every corner. But even so, like there used to be in the old days, but even so, he comes to St. Louis to go to the dentist. And you know why? Because that's where Ballast Dental Care is, and he's gone there since he was born. 44 years I've been a patient there. For him, this September will be, man, I can't even believe this, 37 years as a patient. Yeah. Yeah. I hope I got that right. 1980. Yeah. 37 years. And I don't blame him because I know this dental clinic. Like I said, I've been there for 44 years. And people listening who go there will go, yep, I'd come back too. There are people listening right now from out of state. I get emails from people. They moved to Florida. They still come back in. They have relatives or friends, so they just coordinate with that trip twice a year to go to Ballast Dental Care. And the reason is, that's one of those things that once you finally find one where you're really comfortable, you don't ever want to go to any other one. It's not like you're in there every week. You're in there twice a year, probably. So here's the deal. Just do this for me. Make an appointment, because if you're smart, you're going to go to the dentist once or twice a year. They say twice. Let's say you haven't been for a year, two, three, four, five, whatever. You were there 6 months ago. Make the next one at Ballast Dental Care. And then you tell me if you want to go back where you went to the dentist before. The answer is probably going to be no. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Does anybody have anything to say? Let me talk to Eric. He's been holding a while. Hello, Eric. How are you?
Hey, Frank. Doing great. Hey, gang.
Eric, hey, everybody. What's going on?
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Anyway.
No. Come on, Eric. You can't ask for it. You can't ask for it. No. Who do you think you are, Mike Evans?
Go ahead. No kidding.
Go ahead.
I was listening to your program there, and I was listening to the guy was talking about Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox song when they were talking about the dead people and all.
Right.
And I was thinking that was Joe Diffie, but what came to my mind was, I'm thinking there was a rare recording possibly of that from Tony Bennett. And I thought, if anybody knows this, it may be Frank might know this. I didn't know if he recorded that by chance or not.
Oh, thank you, Eric. Thanks so much.
Oh, Eric, do you know how much these guys hate you right now? They really don't like you. You know, it's funny. I talked with Tony Bennett. I did an interview with him, and when you hang up here, Eric, I'll play it for you. Keep listening. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Eric, I don't know how he knew this, but I had a chance to sit with Tony Bennett, and he walked into a room. There was a few people there, and it's sort of the same way Johnny Cash would always say, hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Tony likes to come and go, hi, everybody, it's Tony Bennett. And you'll hear he did that. And I threw from across the room a question at him. And, well, I'll just play it for you. Hi, everybody, this is Tony Bennett. How's everybody doing at my heart in San Francisco? Anybody got any questions out there for me, Tony Bennett?
Hey, Tony, it's Frank O'Pinion.
How you doing, Frank, my man? Hey, you still with Peon and that cool cat Dan Strauss bass player?
I sure am, Tony. My question is this. Do you think that you would ever record a song like Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox? Would you ever do that?
I believe that's a Joe Diffie song, and Frank, I wouldn't record that, because certain songs that only certain artists should perform. For example, I Left My Heart in San Francisco. I've heard other people do it. It sounds like crap. I'm the only one. Loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay.
Yeah, we know the song, Tony, but so the answer is no.
Absolutely not. No, Prop Me Up for me, Tony Bennett.
All right, there you go.
I can't believe he asked that, because I just did that interview yesterday.
Yeah,
what are the chances?
Ironic.
Yeah, what are the chances? I might as well go ahead and just keep talking to listeners. John, how are you?
Hey, everybody. John from Texas calling. I haven't talked to you in a while.
John from Texas.
Hey, John.
How's everything in the Lone Star State?
Actually, a little hot. I'm out in West Texas working on a football field, but I snuck in my truck yesterday.
What do you call a little hot? How hot is a little hot?
Well, it's only about 98,
Well, I got, and there's always a butt in your face. I got news for you. It's that hot here.
Yeah.
We got 90s all week.
When you're out crawling around on an AstroTurf field, it's
a little hot.
It's pretty hot.
I can understand that. John?
But anyway, I was in my truck. Anyway. You were talking about your grandkid and ground hogs or whatever. And I was just sitting there looking at a whole... Out here in West Texas, you got a lot of prairie dogs and...
Woodchucks, groundhogs, same thing.
Ground squirrels and jackrabbits, all that kind of stuff running around here.
Right.
Everybody doing all right?
Everybody's doing great. Go online. I went online with my grandson last night. I just typed in the search bar, groundhog hunting. You cannot... And Texas, by the way, is one of the... A lot of the videos are from Texas. And here's the other thing we ended up watching together. And how far are you from Sweetwater, Texas? Do you know?
Right now, I'm probably 45 miles.
I want to go to the annual rattlesnake roundup in Sweetwater, Texas.
No, you don't.
I don't.
You don't?
I've been watching this thing for years. I go watch the YouTube videos of it and the coverage from various news. It's one of the most frightening looking things I've ever seen. But I'm fascinated by these people that go out and bring in hundreds, I mean thousands, of last year the count was, and it was in pounds, in the pit they put 5,000 pounds of rattlesnakes. And then they have a big skinning exhibition. They show you how they turn them into boots and belts and all that stuff. They have a milking station where they milk the venom out of them. I'd like to see that one time. But and by the way, I never lived in Texas, but my daughter went to school there for 3 years, and Texas has something every state should have, and that is true passion for their state. They love their state.
Yes, we do. I'm actually from Dallas, but I'm out here working on this field. But I just wanted to check in, and you made me think of yesterday when you... with your grandson and the groundhog. So,
well, let me tell you
something.
Everybody's all right. John, I've gotten a lot of emails from you. I know who you are in the sense that I know that you are a loyal listener in Texas, and thank you for that.
You bet.
All right.
I'll try to make it up there in September for your golf tournament.
Hey, that would be, you know what, that'd be great, but you better get on it because we're starting out with only 10 foursomes available. Before we even put it out there, two-thirds of them were gone, so I hope you're able to lock it up here in the next day or two.
Well, I want to go deep. I want to play with you guys. I'm not going to join.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That can happen. There's a foursome. It's me, Peon, Dan, and John Londoff, and we made this same exception last year. If somebody wants to write a big fat check to Backstoppers, you can play with us. Now, I don't know how much money you have. I know that a lot of people can't afford to do that, but if you've got a couple of $1,000, you can play with us. And I hate to put that kind of price tag on it, but I think we'll get
it. I was trying to do it last year, but I got stuck in a job and I couldn't get out.
Let me ask you a question. Let's just not go through the whole bidding, bargaining, auctioning, all that. How much would you, where would you stop it and put a cap on it? How much would you be willing to pay to play that day 18 holes with the four of us?
See, I've learned when you're bidding to just wait.
but I'm giving you an opportunity to not have to wait. I can lock it down if the check is big enough. I can go sold and lock it down right now. Why don't you think about it and email me?
I can send you a big check, you know, like to get those golf pros.
Yeah.
It might not be a lot of money.
Oh, the giant. Oh,
the giant overblown. No, no, I mean big like in terms of dollars, zeros, and things like that. If you like to think it over, do it quickly, but shoot me an email.
I will.
All right, John. All right, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let me tell you something. That guy, businessman, I don't know when he moved away, how long he's been down there, an absolute loyal, regular listener down in Texas. So good to hear from you, John. Do a little business. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're going to have Max Foyes in here talk about TV shows and movies. American Equity Mortgage. You kind of run out of things to say about some businesses, because once you say, you know, they're in the mortgage business, you need a house, you probably need a mortgage, and they'll put that together for you, and they're very competitive, and I don't think you'd go anywhere else, I don't think, and get a better rate. They will work hard to get the best rate they can get for you based on, you know, I don't know your credit history, but they'll look it up. And they do that for you. And then the other thing they do is if you are a homeowner, whether you own it outright or you still have a mortgage, even if it's not with them, they will show you how easy it is to get rid of bad debt. Bad debt is like credit card debt. It's debt that was taken out because it was convenient and easy. And they make it easy on purpose. They make the payments, the minimum payments, real easy. That's really by design, because they want to own you for the next 20 or 30 years. That's what's going to happen. So American Equity Mortgage can show you as a homeowner how to get out of that debt. You still owe the money. But would you rather pay back $5,000 at an 18% interest rate or a 4% or 5%? Of course, the lower rate, the less you pay, and the sooner it gets paid off. Talk to them. Here's how you get a hold of them. Online, AmericanEquity.com, and on the phone at 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
All right, let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
Crews were still working with the accident westbound 44 Pacific. Only the left lane is blocked there. You still have a little bit of a backup. We've got problems on east and westbound 70 at Lucas and Hunt, and that's because Lucas and Hunt is shut down right now. If you're going north on Lucas and Hunt, you have to exit off at 70. If you're coming off 70 westbound, you have to go south on Lucas and Hunt. So not quite sure what's going on there, but that's what's causing this jam up on Highway 70. This report's brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. From weekend getaways to road trips this summer, worry about where your car will take you, not about your car insurance. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-400-1942. That's 1-800-400-1942. 1-800-400-1942.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-2-